what strikes me is that both the UN and the government have a shared interest in people who are currently, there's more than 40,000 people in various camps around Wau, moving back to their villages and their homes. That's what we would all want. The problem is security and safety, and so when I spoke to people in the camps today, many of the people said to me that some don't feel safe about going home. They certainly don't feel safe about going home at night. Some of them are coming back to their homes during the daytime, but they stay in the camps at night. So I spoke with the governor and the general in charge of this area and said to them that we need stability, we need security, and we need, most of all, peace. And UNMISS can try and do some of that work, but ultimately it's the job of the South Sudanese government forces.
And the critical problem the people in the UNMISS are facing is the access to some areas outside the main cities. Is there any progress that you had during your discussion with the governor and the SPLA Division 5 general here?
Well, that was the second issue that we talked about after the protection of civilians issue. Both the governor and the general said to me quite clearly that these people outside of Wau, even if they're in the rebel areas, as they called it, they are South Sudanese, and they deserve to get the same sort of support as everybody else, so in form of food, medical supplies, etc. So they said that they would work with us and to facilitate getting those supplies to those people. And for us it's very important because those people are without anything at the moment, they're cut off. But the other thing is if we don't do that, there's a very good chance that they may come into Wau and start yet another site, and we don't want that, and neither does the government. So I think we found some common ground to work on. The issue now for us is if it can be implemented, because we can have these discussions, but important thing is what happens on the ground. So but I was pleased with the cooperation they showed, the welcome that they gave me. I was very happy with that, and I'm looking forward to coming back and just seeing how much progress we can have made.
And the most frequently asked question by South Sudanese here is about the exact date of the deployment of the Regional Protection Force. Is there any update from the UN side here?
Well, it's on schedule as far as I can. I know there were some people who were due to come in a few days ago and had to make a first reconnaissance of the area. People from Rwanda, we had a bit of trouble with their visas. We're also still in discussions with the government just to get confirmation on a second piece of land that we need to have. We can't just come in as an outside force and just take up residence anywhere. We've got to have that land secured. So there's a few technical issues, but every conversation I've had with senior people within the South Sudanese government, and I've met twice now with President Salva Kiir, both times he has said, yes, we're ready. So it's just a matter of getting these technical issues cleared up, and we should be okay.
And lastly, if you have any message for the people of South Sudan?
When I move around, I realise that this is a very new country. It's only a little over 5 years old. All new countries, when they're starting, have problems. For us, the UN, we are here to support and help the people of South Sudan to bring peace, to work with the transitional government of national unity. And I would like to think that sometime in the not too distant future, South Sudan will be at a stage, or UNMISS will think, we're not necessary anymore. This government is growing and surging ahead, and there's no role for us anymore. That will be a happy day for me.